Hello, this is Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica. How are you? My name is Paul Long, and I'm the executive director of the school district. I don't think we've ever met before in person.
I don't think so. Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. Just so you know, I'm a part of the education and curriculum department.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not calling it a bad time, am I? You have a few minutes?
No, definitely. I'm just grading some papers. This is perfect.
Okay, wonderful. We are trying something new in the district to help out our kindergartners make better life choices. And Vice Principal suggested that we try it in your classroom first. So this is a little different. 1 week out of the school year, we would like to show clips of famous movies and see how the characters deal with real life issues. And maybe the kids can take something away from the viewing experience.
I love that idea. Kids are so into watching videos. I think they would be
Yeah.
really on board.
I think so too. And we're not going to just show the typical Disney type of movies. I'll give you an example. There's the movie The Amityville Horror. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, that's the one where family moves into a haunted house, all types of bad things happen. And I know they're pretty young, but it's never too young to ask if there's been a murder at the house, right?
Sorry, are you joking? I
No, does it sound like a joke?
just feel like that movie could be a little mature.
Well, yeah, and that's the point. Kids are growing up quicker these days, and we think it's important that we show them real life situations.
And I think that's a really good idea. I can imagine the kids in my classroom, and I think if they watch that specific movie, there might be a lot of crying and just scared little kids.
Yeah, I'm sure there probably will be. A few tears and some scary nights at home might just be worth it to teach our children some important life lessons.
I'm wondering what the parents' reaction might be. I think it might be a little apprehensive about that.
I would think they'd be on board with it. And we're just going to go ahead and start it and find out. I'll send you a full list of movies. Another movie, though, that I wanted to go over with you was from The Purge. Have you seen that movie?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I'll sum it up for you. It's just a film about one night where there are no rules and a lot of bad stuff happens, but you can't get in trouble for it.
So, what would we be hoping that they're going to take away from that
Well,
movie?
let's say you have a troublemaker in your class. And you show him this movie, and maybe we give him permission to do whatever he wants just for one day, and it gets it out of his system, and I'm sure the rest of the school year he'll be well behaved. So maybe a purge day for him.
You know, just the more that I'm thinking about it and I'm hearing about it, I just don't know that I'm the right person to try all this out first. Like, maybe there would be someone who could be a
Oh,
better guinea
no,
pig.
no, no. We thought you would be perfect. Your principal and your vice principal both recommended you. They said that your classroom would be a great place to kick this off.
I just don't feel like I'm completely on
Well,
board.
maybe the problem is I haven't given you the best movie yet. Let me give you another example and then you can be the judge. We thought another movie with really good life lessons is the movie Contagion. You know that one? It came out a few years ago. It's where someone dies from the flu, but it's not the flu. And a bunch of people just start dying all over the world. There's a lot of death.
Yeah, I just worry that kindergartners aren't really prepared to deal with death.
Well, maybe they aren't, but I can tell you what kindergartners are, and they are filthy. And watching that movie where a bunch of people die from one person being sick could give them the important lesson of wash your hands after you use the restroom every time. You could even use that in your classroom. If you see, let's say you see little Johnny not wash his hands, you could say, "Little Johnny, if you don't wash your hands, your eyes are going to turn to soup and blood's going to be pouring down your cheeks. Do you want that?"
I don't think I would ever say that.
Well, if you did, I'm sure that would get the job done.
You know what? I'm not really comfortable with my kids seeing movies with bloodshed, and I don't feel comfortable telling a kid that his eyes are going to turn to soup or.
All right. Well, I guess then I'll just have to tell you this is a prank phone call. That's a bummer.
You serious?
Yes, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your vice principal set you up.
Thank goodness that this is not real.
He said he was telling you the district was going to try out some new things and wanted to freak you out a little bit.
Oh, well, it worked.
Well,
I was so freaked out.
I think you should take my advice on the whole hand washing thing. Like, if you show them that movie, I'm sure they'll start washing their hands.
Yeah, they'll wash their hands all right, and they'll probably never sleep again
Who needs sleep, right?
either.